I've always been a saver. My parents instilled that in me from really early on. You take half of what you made as a kid and you put it in the bank, and they let us do what we wanted to with the other half.
Like, I'm a stay-at-home mom and it's tight, but we make it work. So there's always ways to save money.
I actually did savings bonds when I was a kid, and I think we still have bonds, and we bought bonds for our children when they were very young. I think they were called the E-Series bonds and that sort of thing. I think they're wonderful.
It's very important. It's more important than I ever thought. You know, in high school, I never thought about saving for college. I didn't even really think about college until my senior year, so let alone how I was going to pay for it or anything like that.
And at one point, I thought my house would be part of my retirement, and with the real estate market the way it is, that's no longer true.
We made some bad financial decisions when we were first married, racked up credit cards, and it took a long time to pay them off.
Mm-hmm.
A long time.
I think it's very, very important because you never know if you become unemployed, you need that to pay your bills, your rent. If you have little ones, they need clothes, they need food to eat. So it's a very big deal to save.
I actually saved to buy my first car last year. It felt real good. I'm still driving it, so every time I get in the car, I think about the sacrifices that I made to save to get what I wanted. So.
At this age, I'm starting to think about retirement or how I'm going to live without any, you know, without a job. So I believe we are in the process of saving pretty heavily right now.
Well, I have four children, and I have an 18-year-old who's in college right now, and a set of triplets that are 16. And if you don't save, they won't go to college.
That would make me feel really good because I have a daughter, and I would like for her to go to college. So it would just make me feel good to know I have some extra money for a rainy day versus having to borrow something from somebody else.
It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I'm doing something for my family for the long term as well as the short term. It makes me feel like I'm just in a better spot financially, I guess.
Growing up, my parents saved so that they could put me through college. And they also saved so they could buy me a car. And those are things that were really important because then I personally could save the money that I made.
Saving for college is always a decision between living for today and because you never know what tomorrow might bring.
It gives me a little security, I guess, just to know that I have some money in case something were to happen or, you know, if I get sick or anything, if anything needs to be done, I have a little security blanket.
I don't believe it's ever too late to start saving. I think you have to start saving more, quicker, especially today's economy. You have to save more than you did, than I was even planning on 20 years ago.
It's never too early to start saving because the more you have, the more you save, the more secure your financial future is going to be.
Whatever you're going to save a month or a week, it will grow into an amount at the end of the year. So you can look up and be proud of yourself that you put up that much money.